Welcome, my friends, to the podcast that never ends, where we gather our clan and talk about peace and love in our lives, the difficulties along the journey, and how we rise up. We will experience a little thing I call Kluberty together, find our sweet spot, and planting our seeds to watch them grow in our magic garden. I'm Uncle Dave, and our transformation starts right here. Hey now, welcome back to Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat with Uncle Dave. So today I just want to talk about another real big passion for myself is charity work. Paying back, the idea is helping hands. And the thing I'm going to talk about is Goons for Good. It's a long story behind it. The story actually is, growing up I'd been a big bowler, and we had a bowling team called the Goon Squad. Later, when the world of Facebook, we reconnect with people that we grew up with. And one of the people that I grew up with was Morris Mayer, who I'm going to eventually have on the show. He's an interesting story and has an amazing business, as well as an amazing heart on giving back. And we connected, and we started talking about trying to put together a charity together. We're still in that process. Don't want to say that it's already done or forgotten about. But that Goons for Good we came up with, and we loved it because we wanted to call it actually the Goon Squad. And the Goon Squad's idea is really just to say, hey, I know a guy. We both have Brooklyn accents. You can hear it. But the things are, we're all connected. And I would say to everybody, we are all connected. And that's the thing. We always know a guy. We always know somebody. It doesn't have to be a guy. But we know somebody. That's one of the things what happens when you live life and you experience things. You know people. You know how to help people. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And that's why among the things we're going to talk about during this podcast, the Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat podcast, is how we're going to help each other. It's not just about talking about things and making our lives better, but it's actually making our lives better on the ground. It's not just writing a check and saying, great, I did some work, which is great. And if you do that, that's awesome. I think anybody who does anything to help somebody else out, that is great. There's a saying that if you help one man, you help the world. Now, I'm going to always change it because I have girls in my life. Is if you help a person, you change the world. Anytime we can help somebody. And that's what we do. I'm involved in a number of things, another charitable opportunities. And I'm sure there are many people who do the same. Either pets, veterans, helping out women's shelters. There's a million different things to do. And there are things that I'm not interested in that, to help. I mean, if you want to help the white spotted owl, I have nothing against the white spotted owl. That's not a passion of mine. But if you have a passion and you want to be a goon for good, that's what I want you to do. I want you to reach out. I want you to think about it. I want to hear about your Goons for Good idea. And then we'll put that on the show as well, because it's going to be a show about just motivating ourselves, getting ourselves up, and what we do. I mean, through my connections, I've met a lot of different people where I now collect cans for cancer, and they redeem cans for cancer. So it's pink cans for cancer here on Long Island, and they're spreading out, as well as just a gentleman, again, here on Long Island where I'm based, collect socks, just the simplest piece for veterans and people who are homeless. Now think about it. Socks are one of the most important pieces that we could ever do. Like when you're cold, what do? You put on a pair of socks. Now imagine not having socks. And socks are the least donated gift that you can give. Because I've been to veteran homes, and that's what most of the veterans want. Sure, they want all the other items that might be donated, and that's appreciative. But think about socks, how easy it is to pick up socks and what that means. Because your feet are what grounds you. So when we talk about spirituality, we will talk about walking in the grass, but to ground ourselves. But if you don't have socks and your feet are cold, it's really hard to walk. Think about it if you've been lucky enough to be warm and when your feet get cold, or if you're with that extra special somebody who has cold feet and it wakes you up in the middle of the night and that's all okay also. But that's what we're going to talk about is goons for good, is the ability to do goons for good and be a goon for good. We're going to connect. I mean, I've been lucky enough to connect with people like Frank Shankiewicz, who's the man who created, who was among the people who created, he won't ever take full credit for it, but he did, Make-A-Wish Foundation. And that's a great story. So we're going to hear about his story. And if you haven't heard about his story, check it out. He has a book. There's a movie on Netflix. Especially in these times when we're home more often, watch it. It's called The Wishman. And that's really how the Make-A-Wish Foundation started. Just by somebody who stood up and said, I want to help. I was in a situation and I want to help. So if you want to help, you're going to become a goons for good. So we're going to have contacts throughout. And I'm not looking to take anybody's money. So please understand, this is not send me a check and I'm going to help everybody out. This is going to be an opportunity where we help each other and work with each other to build each other out. So if you have a community and we want to try to do something, we'll look into it and we'll see what we could do. I have started a couple of different things. And when I do my speaking, 18% of my fees go to a charity. We'll go to charity. And right now it's going to be managed by the Goons for Good that I'm creating, because that's what I want to do, is I want to pay it forward. I want to guarantee that any sort of things that I sell, I'm not going to be selling on the podcast, and I'm not going to really highlight any of that. But if through the podcast, there are going to be shirts, peace, love, and bring a bat. I think those are awesome. But 18% of those proceeds will go to I stand where I say, and I say what I stand. So that's what I want to do. Goons for Good. I'd love to hear more about the things that you guys are doing. And we're going to bring on people who are goons for good. We're going to make sure that if you know a guy, I know a guy, let's put them together and make it happen, because that's how we're going to build each other up and we're going to rise each other. So again, this is another quick episode of getting to know Uncle Dave a little bit better. Also, peace, love, and bring a bat. Make sure you swing away and make sure you also find that sweet spot. Thanks for your time. Well, my friends, today's journey has come to a close. I hope the seeds of peace and love continue to grow for each one of you. Remember, the peace and love surround you that will assist you to rise again. And don't forget to bring a bat for what you believe in. Namaste.